Today we will have some baptisms, and let's see. If you're going to get baptized today, could you please stand up and come up here?
我们今天下午有洗礼，那如果今天您是要受洗的弟兄跟姐妹的话，请您站起来来到台前。
您 come on up. Okay, this is John, Percy, Shubing, and Guoman. So please join us today at 3:30.
请大家今天下午三点半的时候呢，跟我们一起来庆祝今天下午的洗礼。
But if everybody could stand up and stretch out a hand, we're going to pray for them real quick.
我们请大家站起来，为他们举手，我们来为他们祷告祝福。
Let's all pray at the same time, and then I'll close this.
我们一起开口祷告，然后高传道会为我们结束。
Father God, we thank you for these brothers and sisters, and we ask that you would continue to go before them, love them, and encourage them.
父神，我们为这些弟兄姐妹向您献上感谢，请求您自己亲自的带领他们每一位。
May you make them men and women of God who love you deeply.
主要帮助他们成为爱你、深深爱你的弟兄姐妹。
You would protect them from the evil one.
主啊，保守他们。
And God help them to follow you all the days of their life.
帮助他们一生一世都来跟随您。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Okay, you guys can have. Today, I have too much information and not enough time.
今天有太多的讲章，没有很多的时间。
But today we want to talk about healing.
但是呢，我今天的主题是谈到医治。
I think the Lord has given me this message for us to today.
我祷告了很久，相信神今天把这个讯息给我们大家。
But I need to cut a lot out of it.
但是呢，要有太多了，所以。
So if you understand English, you can listen to the first sermon online.
如果大家有问题的话呢，也可以听在到网络上听这个英文的这个整个讯息。
See, yeah, we're going to try to work through this a little bit. First one, yeah. I really believe that four goals of our church right now in this time are these.
那我相信说我们教会现在有四个目标。
How are you doing?
你好吗
？No, how are you doing on completing?
对不起，那我们做的如何？来完成这四个目标。
Okay, are you welcoming people?
我们是不是带着一个欢迎人的心来欢迎新的朋友
？And I've asked this question before. When you come in, are you a bulletin reader?
我们到了会堂里面，我们是不是只是看着我们的周报
？Okay, or are you a greeter welcoming someone?
还是我们招待我们欢迎身边的人
？First impressions are very important.
第一个印象很重要。
Jesus welcomed us.
耶稣基督欢迎了我们每一位。
We should welcome others.
我们要用同样的心来欢迎我们周遭的人。
It's also important to give grace and receive grace.
那也很重要，我们要学习如何给予恩典，也接受恩典。
In fact, the New Testament, that's what it's about.
整个新约，圣经的新约就是谈到恩典，都是关于恩典。
Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣以他的恩典为我们死在十架上。
Give us grace.
他在十架上给了我们恩典
to forgive us,
来赦免我们一切的罪
save us.
拯救了我们
Also, I think it's a goal because I've been to many churches is to be real.
那另外一个目标就是呢我们要以真实的来面对每一个人
The fact is, we all have problems.
那事实上我们每一个人都有自己的问题
I've never met a person who didn't have some type of problem.
我长大到今天，我还没有认识一个人，他生命当中没有任何的问题。
We are not super people, supermen.
我们不是超人，不是超女人，女超人应该是女超人。
We're not perfect.
我们不完美。
Therefore, we just have to let people know, hey, I don't have it all together.
我们可以很真实的告诉大家说，我生命里面有很多的挣扎。
And Jesus helps me.
但是耶稣现在正在帮助我。
And He can help you.
他可以帮助我，他也可以帮助你。
Which leads us to our last one.
那我们来就接下来就是第四个目标。
To be healed.
来到耶稣基督得到他的医治。
Now a lot of times when we think of healing, we just think of physical healing.
很多时候我们谈到医治的时候，我们只是想到身体的医治。
But there are many types of healing.
但是其实有很多不同的医治。
And I think we're going to have to go down through these things. There we go. First of all, everyone needs healing.
那首先就是我们每一个人都需要神的医治。
Because everyone has sin.
因为我们每一个人都受到罪的影响。
The Bible is very clear in Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节很清楚地告诉我们，我们每一个人啊都有罪。
And therefore, we need someone to save us from that sin.
那所以我们需要一个救世主来拯救我们，从罪中拯救我们出来。
Those who get baptized today go through a baptism interview.
今天要受洗的这位每一位弟兄姐妹，他们都要啊，他们都接受了一个洗礼的访问。
I ask him questions.
我问他们一些问题。
These are two questions. One is, why do you need to be saved?
其中两个问题就是说你为什么需要接受啊拯救。
How about you?
我们每一个人怎么回答这个问题？
Because you have sin.
因为罪。
What's wrong with sin?
那罪有什么不好？
Everybody's got sin.
每一个人都有罪。
Because sin separates us from God.
因为罪使我们与神隔离。
And if God is life,
如果神是生命的话，
And we don't have life,
那我们没有生命，
you die.
我们就会死。
Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death.
罗马书六章二十三节，罪的工价就是死。
It's like having a scuba gear.
就好像啊，你潜水艇装上那个潜水的那个呼吸器在你背后。
And you jump down into the ocean.
带上去，你跳进了海洋。
And you're swimming around.
然后你在海洋当中游泳。
And all of a sudden, you see this really nice-looking woman.
那突然间，你看到旁边有一个美女。
And you want the woman.
你很想要去跟这个美女认识。
But you can't go there. You have to get rid of your scuba tank.
但是呢，你要去跟她认识的话，你必须要脱下你的这个潜水的空气筒。
And you begin to swim after the woman.
那你就被她吸引，开始往着美女。
You have thoughts that are not good thoughts.
啊、游进去然后 游往这个美女但是开始有这些不好的思想
But then you're like,
不久你就开始没有
Can't breathe.
没有呼吸没有空气
You have a choice.
这时候你面对了一个选择
Begin to die,
你要、啊、更接近死亡
or swim back to life.
还是回到你的空气筒
Now, I'm not saying that women are bad.
我不是说女人是不好的
I like my woman. But what I'm saying is we have choices in life.
我强调的是我们在生命里面面对很多的选择。
If there's a sin,
如果我们生命当中有罪的话，
because of our desire,
因为我们有一些渴望，
it can quickly cause death.
这些罪会带来死亡。
So, how do we solve that problem?
所以我们如何解决罪的问题？
Well, you say swim back to life.
啊、或是说、啊、把重新的游往这个空气筒
The problem is we can't do it ourselves
那这个问题就是说我们没有办法靠着自己解决我们自己的问题
It's like someone drops you in the Pacific Ocean
就好像有一个人把你、啊、从空中就降到这个太平洋上
This time you're on top of the water
这个时候呢你是在水上游泳
The Pacific Ocean is big
太平洋很大对不对
And you're like
你四处看
I can't swim all the way
我没有办法靠着自己的力量游到岸上。
You say, I need help.
你会说我需要帮忙。
Help me.
帮助我。
Other of us think we're really strong.
但是有些人可能会觉得说我有能力游到岸上。
And so we swim for a day.
所以呢我们可能花一天的时间游泳。
And we get tired.
然后游到很累。
I need help.
我需要帮忙。
Others are really strong.
啊还有更强壮的人。
Or stubborn.
或是呢 ,stubborn 怎么样
We swim 2 days.
我们可能花两天的时间游泳。
Ah, can't make it.
没有办法游。
Need help?
需要帮忙。
Jesus reaches down.
那耶稣就是来救我们的。
Says, I will save you.
那位救主，他说我来拯救你。
How are you saved?
我们如何得救？
Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
He had no sin.
他没有罪。
So that he could forgive you.
所以他可以赦免我们一切的罪
the price of sin.
他在十字架上担当了我们罪的后果
And you could live.
使我们可以活下来
That is one type of healing.
这是 医治的一种
We call it salvation.
这就是拯救、啊、救恩
Jesus wants to heal you.
耶稣基督要来拯救我们每一位。
Another type of healing is for physical sickness.
那啊，再来还有其他的医治，就像疾病上的医治。
Today we were going to talk about Naaman.
啊，今天我们要来谈到乃曼在旧约里面。
He had leprosy.
乃曼有啊，长了大麻风。
And he was healed.
啊，他呢得到了医治。
Another type of healing is many of these types of healing. We call it press.
还有其他方面的医治，然后呢，我把它简写说 press， 我是按下去。
Okay, Jesus wants to touch your life, or he wants to press on you.
他要耶稣基督来触摸我们的生命，触摸这方面这几个方面。
I mean, he wants to heal you and touch you in these areas, your physical life.
比方说我们的啊肉体。
He wants to touch and heal your relationship.
他要来触摸接触我们所有的关系。
Your emotions.
我们的情绪。
Your sexual life,
我们的性生活
spiritual life,
我们属灵的生活
and even he wants to heal and repair your economical life,
甚至他要来修补我们经济的生活
One example of that last one is many people misuse their money.
很多人可能不知道怎么用钱
Jesus wants you to use it in the correct way.
神要教导我们如何正确的来使用金钱
Last of all is healing for the demonic.
啊，圣经也谈到很多时候呢，啊，我们从邪灵的捆绑得到医治。
Now we have to be careful of the two extremes.
那我们要小心，就是有些时候很极端的教导。
Some people think, oh man, everybody's got a demon.
有些人会觉得说邪灵在每一个部分。
But that's not true.
这是不对的。
Only a few amount do.
只有少数的时候会有邪灵的影响。
But we also go to the other extreme where someone is really.Emotionally damaged.
那另外一个极端是有一些人情绪受到极大的伤害。
And we say stuff like,
我们会常常会这么说。
You just need to pray more.
我们可能对他们说，你应该多祷告。
Just have more faith.
你更要有信心。
If you come to the prayer meeting every time,
如果你每一次都来到祷告会的话，
probably be healed.
你就会得到医治。
It's too extreme.
有很大的极端。
There's a part in the middle where Jesus wants to come and heal.
那我们要到中间来、啊、留空间给耶稣基督带来医治
And he wants to do that through his spirit.
透过他的圣灵带来医治
Now, the man Naaman
那在、啊、列王记下第五章拿曼
2 Kings chapter 5
列王记下第五章第一节
Verse 1, it says that this guy is over the entire army of Aram
这一个乃曼呢他是一个元帅
In fact, he's highly regarded.
他在他的主人面前为尊为大。
He has a high status.
他有很高的身份。
This guy, he has it all together.
他呢啊很有身份地位。
You know, a lot of times when we look at people and they look like they got it all together.
那有些时候我们看人的时候，好像外表看起来他们什么事情都很顺利。
The lawyer in the suit.
啊，也许律师穿上他的西装。
The model.
啊，模特。
We think many times they don't need to be healed.
我们看了这些人，看了他们的外表，可能会觉得说他们根本就不需要任何的帮助。
Naaman had it all together.
乃曼就是这样子的一个人，他外表看起来。
But in verse 1 it says, but
他什么都有，但是呢，只是
he had leprosy.
他长了大麻风。
He needed to be healed.
他需要得到医治。
How many of us act like we have it all together?
那我们当中我们有哪些人我们觉得说假装说我们好像外表看起来什么都很好
But there's a deep pain in our heart.
但是内心里面却有很深很深的痛苦
A deep pain that needs to be healed.
那这些内心的这些痛苦需要来到耶稣基督的面前得到他的医治
When we were in Taiwan we had a privilege to meet a lady
那我们在台湾服事的当中 有一个荣幸认识一个、啊、女教授
A professor,
他是一个大学的教授
with tenure,
啊，他有终身俸
about ready to retire,
但在五六年就要退休了
Everything she did it well.
他很有能力，不管做什么都做得很好
When she came to church, she was dressed very nice.
那来到教会的时候也都穿得很得体
One time I was preaching on Romans 8.
那有一次呢，我啊祷告的经文是从罗马书第八章
Where it says the Spirit testifies with your spirit that you're a child of God.
罗马章八章十五节说，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕， 我们所受的乃是儿女的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
This woman who had it all together.
那这个外表看起来都很成功的这个啊，这个姐妹。
Began to weep.
她开始啊痛哭。
She froze up.
她呢也冷冻起来。
Jesus was starting to heal her.
因为透过那个经文，耶稣基督开始在医治她，触摸她的生命。
Because he had brought back to her mind a deep, deep wound.
她啊带把她带回她的回忆啊，让她记得她生命当中一个很大的痛苦。
That she had covered over for many years.
那很多很多的年，这个痛苦被深深的埋在她的生命里面。
When she was a little girl and she would cry.
当她小时候呢，她蛮爱哭的。
Her mom didn't know what to do with her.
那妈妈不知道怎么样来照顾她。
So her mom would put her into the bathroom.
因为她很多弟兄姐妹，所以妈妈只好把她关在厕所里面。
And if you know the Taiwan bathroom, it's usually cold and damp.
你知道台湾的厕所有些时候很潮湿，很黑暗。
Very dark.
很黑暗。
She would just cry.
所以当她哭的时候，妈妈没有办法哄她的时候，妈妈就把她关在厕所里面。所以她被关的时候，常常妈妈，请你让我出来，妈妈，请你让我出来。妈妈因为忙，所以没有办法照顾她。所以呢，她就常常躲在这个厕所的一个角落里面。她就卷起来，像一个婴儿。
And just try to see the bit of light under the door.
从这个门下可以看到那个门隙有一细的光从那个门进来。
Her heart was deeply wounded by her mother.
因为那个经验，它造成了她生命里面很深的创伤。
I'm not loved.
开始有一些想法，她说我不被爱。
She learned very quickly.
她学得很快。
If I cry,
如果我哭的话。
If I have any weakness,
如果我有任何的软弱。
I am not wanted.
我就会被弃绝。
And so she said to herself.
所以她告诉这个小女孩，告诉她自己。
Therefore, I will be perfect.
我凡事都要完美。
On the outside, she looked like she had it all together.
虽然外表上面看起来她拥有一切。
But on the inside, she was still wounded.
但是在内心却有很深很深的伤痕。
How many of us are like her?
那我们是否很多人都像她一样？
Don't raise your hand, but if I was to ask the question, how many of you have been hurt?
不用举手，但是如果我问你一个问题啊，我们当中谁受过啊痛苦，谁曾经被伤害过的？
How many of you would raise your hand?
哪些人会举手？
You know, if you've ever tried to ride a bike,
如果你试着骑脚踏车，
you've probably been hurt.
在骑的过程当中可能受伤过。
I remember in Taiwan, we had tried to teach a young lady, she was 20, 25, how to ride a bike.
在台湾的时候有一个机会教一个25岁的姐妹啊如何骑这个自行车。
She did okay.
学得还不错。
But soon crashed.
但是呢骑了不久就倒了。
If any of you have ever gone through middle school,
上初中的过程
you have hurt.
可能也曾经受过伤。
If you've ever talked to another person,
或是跟另外一个人对话。
Because humans are sinful,
因为人有罪。
You've been hurt.
所以因为罪的关系，我们互相伤害。
And these hurts become wounds.
那这些伤害会造成一个伤口。
A lot of times they form scars.
那伤口过了一段时间，如果很深的伤口，它会留下一个疤痕。
Over our heart.
在我们的内心当中也是一个疤痕。那这个啊未处理的伤口跟疤痕呢会成为一个引垒。
Sometimes the stronghold is an emotion damage.
它这个引垒可能是一种情绪创伤的引垒。
Sometimes it's a lie we believe.
或是啊我们相信了一个谎言。
Sometimes it's a coping mechanism that we've developed.
或是呢我们要面对啊一些创伤的时候啊开始了一些反应是不对的这个反应。
You know, for myself to, deal with people who would say things to me that were very harmful.
那我小时候啊有一段时间我面对伤害我的话的这个方式就是
After counseling numerous numbers of people and them telling me their pain and problems,
那还有就是啊，有些时候在服事的过程当中，辅导的过程当中，听过很多很多的这种啊被受伤的故事。
I developed a coping mechanism.
我开始有一些反应来啊来处理这些伤痛。
To forget.
我就是选择去忘记他们。
I just choose to forget.
我忘记这些故事。
These things also become reactions or responses to people that are negative.
然后有些时候我们对于这些负面的反应或是情绪的时候，我们会有一些啊这个形成的这个习惯来面对这一切。
You know, a lot of times in the church, we believe that if a person is saved,
那常常在教会我们可能啊有一个误解，就觉得说如果一个人他信主了，
If a person knows Jesus,
他认识了主耶稣，接受了主耶稣，
that they have it all together.
那他可能生命现在就应该是很好的，
they don't have any problem.
他们不应该有任何的问题。
All of the past pain,
过去一切的伤痛，
All of the hang-ups,
啊一切的挣扎，
are nowTotally gone.
现在就突然间消失掉了。
Is that true?
这是真的吗？
There's very much two S's. The first S is that Jesus has saved us.
那在啊，有两个拯救。第一个拯救是耶稣基督拯救了我们。
But the second S is that He's sanctifying us. That means making us more like Him.
那第二个步骤呢，就是他拯救了我们以后呢，他会带领我们啊过一个成圣的过程。
And that is a process.
啊，这是一种过程。
It takes some time.
需要时间。
And part of that process is healing.
那这个成圣的这个过程当中呢，其实医治就是一部分。
When you mix water and dirt together, what do you get?
大家是不是知道说，当你把雨水跟泥土加在一起的时候，你会得到什么
？Mud. Have any of you ever been stuck in the mud with
泥浆？你有没有困在泥浆过？有没有下雨或是下雪的时候困在泥浆过
？When I was young, of course, my dad made me farm a lot.
因为我生长在一个农场。所以我小时候
really big tractors.
我们有很多这些耕土机
Way to go, Bing.
Tractors.
Kind of look like this.
就像这个一样
The tires in the back, they're about 6 feet.
那个后轮胎就大概六尺
One time I was going through the field and there was a wet spot.
那有一次我在种田的时候呢、啊、经过了一个水一个水
There we go. Some swag and poo, so the mud. Okay. And I thought, Dad always tells us go around it.
爸爸常说，如果你看到这个水的话，
But、
你一定要绕过去。
I can make it through.
我那个时候以为说我可以就这样开过去。
I got stuck.
后来我被困住了。
Now when you get stuck, right, the wheels keep turning.
但是困住的时候呢，这个轮胎还是继续在转。
You're still working.
还是他试着要把它冲过去，一直在转。
But you're going nowhere.
但是呢，你却困在那里，哪儿也不能去。
Unproductive.
一点工作效率都没有。
You know, a lot of times this is like wounded people.
但在教会里面受伤的人就是这样子的一个相片。
We just get stuck.
我们被陷在一个地方。
In the same problem.
没有办法成长，没有办法突破这个问题。
And we're doing a lot of stuff.
我们试着靠着自己的力量，一直很努力的试着要突破这个难关。
You know, maybe we're accomplishing things.
也许我们可以啊，成就很多的服事。
Going to work.
去工作。
Being that mother.
啊，做一个更好的妈妈。
Being that father.
做一个更好的父亲。一直很努力。
But really, we're going nowhere.
但是我们却困在原地。
Because we come back to the same problem.
因为我们还是一直被拉回来原来的问题。
And it's like that mud.
就好像那个泥浆一样。
Because not only do the wheels spin, but the mud flies.
那不只是那个轮胎一直在转，但是呢，那个泥开始四处都飞，撒的全部都是。
And the people who come to help you,
那这些要来帮你的人呢,
they get hit by the mud.
一直被这个泥浆喷到。
Now, the person getting hit by the mud,
那这个被泥浆洒到的人,
what do they do?
你觉得他们的反应是什么?
Take it.
像超人一样, 然后让这个泥浆随便打吗?
No.
不是。
They run.
我们自然的反应就是要躲。
They protect themselves.
试着藏起来，不要被这个泥浆打到。
When wounded people are not healed,
所以当教会里面受伤的弟兄姐妹没有得到医治的时候，
they throw mud.
他会透过跟大家的这个对话当中，他们自己都不知觉，但是他们一直在丢这个泥浆。
And when you go to help them,
但是我们试着要过去帮助他们的时候，
you will get hit.
你会被打到。
Now, there's two parts here. If you're not receiving healing,
如果我们没有得到医治,
and you're throwing mud,
我们就是那个丢泥浆的人,
you need to be healed.
哇,你是需要得到医治, 我们都需要得到医治的。
You need to spend some time with Jesus.
需要花点时间来到耶稣基督的面前。
You need to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to speak to your heart.
让圣灵再一次来对你的生命说话。
The second part is if you are trying to help someone,
那第二个部分就是说, 如果你是那个帮助他人得医治的人,
try not to run.
试着不要逃,
try to stay in there.
试着跟着他一起站在那里。
It's difficult.
有些时候真的很困难。
Man, some of you have lived with a husband or a wife who you've been hit by mud year after year.
很多时候可能在夫妻之间关系当中, 我们常常对彼此丢泥, 丢了很久了。
You've had a friend who hit you with mud.
甚至或是说我们很好的朋友背叛了我们，把这个泥浆丢在我们脸上。
Why do I stay?
那我们常常问自己，我为什么还是留在这个地方？
Because you know Jesus wants you to.
因为你知道耶稣基督呼召你留在那个地方。
Jesus is our only hope.
耶稣基督是我们唯一的盼望。
I'd like to talk a little bit about steps for healing.
我现在要谈到说，有哪一些步骤可以帮助我们得到医治。
First of all, in your steps for emotional healing,
那这些需要得到这个受伤情绪医治的步骤是，
First, you just have to acknowledge you have a problem.
第一个就是要承认我有问题， okay. 承认我的生命当中有这些伤痛，
a wound.
有一个伤口。
You know, a lot of times, you can see a tree.
有些时候我们可能会看到一棵树。
And the fruit.
然后可能看到树上结的果子。
But you don't see the root.
但是我们却没有看见这个在泥土里面这个树的很深的根。
Sometimes those roots are not good.
那有些时候那个根是不好的。
And you see that fruit that's not good.
如果根不好的话，你就会看到那个果子就不健康了。
Somehow you have to acknowledge that there was a bad seed.
那要得到真正的医治，我们必须要承认说我们有一颗种子是有问题的。
That there are some bad roots.
或者说我们有一些根本的问题需要被处理。
That you were hurt.
你曾经受伤过。
And now you're hurting others.
现在你却变成伤害他人的人。
In America and around the world now, we have a group called Alcoholics Anonymous, AA.
在美国跟全世界有一个帮助这个酒鬼戒酒的这个中心叫AA。
What's the first thing they do?
知道他们在一起第一件事情做的是什么？
They have to do it.
他们每一次见面必须要做。 你如果要在这个戒酒中心的话呢，你一定要做这个动作。
They say hi.
你要说你好，我是Kurt。
And I'm an alcoholic.
我是一个酒鬼。
That's not true. That's what we need to do for our problem.
这不是真的，但是呢，在弟兄姐妹，我们其实就是用这样真实的面对彼此，说我有这样这样的一个问题。
Hi, my name's. I have an anger problem.
你好，我是梅兰，我有怒气的问题。
Hi.
你好。
I'm so and so. I feel unwanted all the time.
有些时候我觉得没有人要我。
I feel abandoned.
我觉得被抛弃了。
Rejected.
被弃绝了。
I'm always fearful
我常常很害怕。
I have a sexual problem.
我是说我有性上性方面的问题。
Acknowledge you have a problem.
我们要承认我们有问题。
Two, decide if you really want to be healed.
那第一个呢，就是你要做一个决定，做一个选择，你是否真正愿意得到医治。
In John chapter 5,
在约翰福音五章
there was a man who was lame for 38 years.
在池边有一个啊，有一个人瘫痪了38年。
What was the question Jesus asked him?
耶稣问他的问题是
Do you want to get well?
你要得到痊愈吗？
That's a silly question.
这个好像是一个很可笑的问题。
38 years, Jesus.
他瘫痪了38年。
And it's an excellent question.
但是却是一个很好的问题。
Because some of us don't want to get healed.
有些时候我们不希望得到医治。
Maybe you've lived with this problem most of your life and you don't know what to do without it.
因为可能你面对这个问题已经太久了，你根本就不知道如果你没有了这个问题，你如何再活下去。
Maybe you're so busy you don't even want to take care of it. I need to go to work. I need to do this.
或是你太忙碌了，你根本就没有时间来做这么无聊的事情。
We have a friend that asked us to fly out and minister healing to her.
那我们有一个最近有一个朋友打电话给我们，请我们啊飞到他的那一周去来服侍他。
And we said, well, you're going to have to take some time off of being a part-time nurse.
但是呢，我们却告诉他说，如果你真的要得到服侍的话呢，你需要啊。需要花一点时间出来。
Take some time off full-time nursing school.
他呢，现在不只是啊，这个是护士，又去护士的这个研究所。
Tell your husband he's got to take care of the kids and himself.
然后呢，要得到啊先生的支持，因为先生要帮助你照顾孩子。
Like I don't have time.
他说我没有时间，我哪里有那么多的时间？我没有办法这样做。
If you break a leg.
如果 你的腿断掉了的话
take some time to get healed?
你会不会花点时间让你的腿、啊、得到医治
of course you would.
你会得让你的腿得到休息
hop around.
你不会选择去一直跑着腿 而是会花时间花全部的时间让你的脚得到完全的复原
Some people don't want to get healed because they just like therapy.
那有一些人他不愿意得到啊这个医治，因为他很喜欢这个治疗的过程。
Let's just sit and talk about the problem.
让我们坐下来，好好的谈我们的问题。
Let's revisit it.
让我们啊再一次回去这个创伤的这个啊
I love my therapy.
过程。我很喜欢我治疗的过程。
They don't really want to get healed though.
但是他们啊一直在这个治疗的过程当中，却不愿意真正的得到真正的医治。
Some people.They've been hurt by another person, and they just want to continue to blame them.
那有些人因为受到人的伤害，所以他们就完全的把这个责任完全推给伤害他们的人。
Who will I blame?
我要推把责任推给谁
？They need to pay for it.
他需要为这个付上代价。
I don't want to forgive them.
我不要原谅他们。
Which comes to number three.
然后第三个步骤是
taking responsibility.
就是我们应该要负我们应该的责任。
This is a confusing one.
这个有一点疑惑。
And usually you'll need help from someone.
那有些时候我们需要弟兄姐妹的帮忙。
To help you understand.
来帮助你了解。
What you were responsible for and what you were not responsible for from the traumatic event.
在这个创伤的过程当中，来帮助你来了解说哪一些事情是你应该有的责任，哪一些是你不应该有的责任。
I was sinned against.
我被人。
I was the victim.
我应该是受害者，我被人伤害了。
I'm not responsible.
我没有任何的责任。
But today, your response to that problem or that pain, you are responsible.
但是呢，今天你如何为这件整个事情的反应，你却是有责任，就是你如何反应。
It's difficult.
有些时候很困难。
Forgiveness.
饶恕。
Ask God to forgive you.
我们来到神的面前求神饶恕我们。
If you've done something wrong.
如果你是那个伤害人的人。
The fifth one is to forgive others.
也求神给我们力量能够去饶恕他人。
Wow, this can be difficult.
这是很难的事情。
But the facts are, we don't forgive because the person is worthy of it or qualified of forgiveness.
但是我们今天饶恕不是因为这一个人值得我们饶恕。
If they've hurt you,
如果他伤害了你
it's just a fact.
这是事实没有办法改变的事实
forgive because Jesus has forgiven us.
那我们饶恕完全是因为主耶稣基督如何饶恕我们我们也如用同样的方式去饶恕他人
and don't mix forgiving and trusting.
不要把饶恕跟 信任在把它混淆在一起
Trusting the person again will take time.
啊，去再一次的信任这个伤害你的人是需要时间的。
This one, forgive yourself.
啊，再来就是要原谅自己，饶恕自己。
Many times we can forgive others.
很多时候饶恕他人很容易。
But we can't forgive ourselves.
但是我们有困难饶恕自己。
We feel guilty.
我们有很大的罪恶感。
We think we should pay for it.
我们觉得说我们必须要为我们的罪付上代价。
So we hang on to.
所以我们一直把他抓着牢牢不放
If Jesus has died on the cross for you,
如果耶稣基督为你死在十字架上
to forgive you,
来饶恕了你
you need to let go.
你要把这个把它放在耶稣基督的脚前
and give it to Jesus.
把它完完全全的放在耶稣基督的脚前
Let's read these two together with Maylon.
让我们一起来念、啊、那个约翰一书一章九节我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义然后啊，诗篇103章12节东离西有多远他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远
Two more This one is important Ask the Holy Spirit to show you the real problem and how you need to pray
我们需要、啊、花时间祷告来到神的面前安静请求圣灵来向我们显现说问题的根本、啊、在哪里
Romans 8 says this
罗马书八章这样说26节到27节况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们本不晓得当怎样祷告只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求
The Holy Spirit can come to you and do amazing healing in a short amount of time
圣灵可以在我们的生命当中以很短的时间带来很深的医治
It will be painful again
有些时候啊，我们必须要再去面对这个痛苦
Because the fact is, when the Holy Spirit comes to you to heal you,
当圣灵来到我们生命当中来医治我们的时候
He will take you back to that traumatic or painful event.
他可能会带我们回到这个创伤的这个事情当，再一次创伤的这个根本原因。
And the fact is, these events are connected with real emotion.
那这一些创伤的啊事情跟我们的情绪是息息相关的。
And those emotions will come up again.
所以这些情绪我们会再一次的来经历这些情绪
Don't block them.
但是呢我们不要去停止不要去阻止
When we pray with people,
当我们为人祷告的时候
And they, the Holy Spirit takes them back to the event,
你看到圣灵也许会带他们回到创伤的这些事情当中
And they block the emotion,
那当他们如果阻挡不要回去的时候
they don't get healed.
他们就没有办法得到完全的医治
They're still blocking.
因为他阻挡这个医治的到来。
Resisting. It's too painful.
太痛苦了。
The Holy Spirit wants to come and restore.
圣灵要来我们的生命当中来复原我们。
To heal.
来医治我们。
So that you can have life and life to the fullest.
使我们在主耶稣基督里面能够得到丰丰盛盛的生命。
Just coming before Jesus and saying Jesus.
只要简单的来到耶稣基督的面前，对主耶稣说
，Send your Holy Spirit.
主啊，请求你差遣你的圣灵来到我的生命当中
，And minister to me now.
来服侍我
，Take me back.
把我带到那个创伤的原始
，Heal my heart.
请求你来医治我的心，
Help、
医治我的情绪，
me forgive.
帮助我来饶恕
，And I will give it all to you.
我可以把这一切都交托在你的脚前。
Last of all,
最后的步骤
，Ask God to change your life and help you follow and obey Him.
啊，帮求神来改变我们的生命，帮助我们有他的能力，继续的来跟随他，继续来顺服他。
I know some people in the Christian world.
那我知道说在基督徒的世界里面
they go back for healing after healing after healing.
很多人可能一直去不同的医治特会
instead of saying Jesus has healed me today, I will live for him and make that change.
而不是说我现在今天当我得到医治的时候我就要开始有一些生命的真正的一个改变开始新的生活新的模式
Things like taking on new godly thought patterns.
有些时候我们思想的这个过程啊，需要接受改变。
Action patterns.
还有我们的反应，对人对事的反应啊，或是我们对事情的态度。
You know, Jesus comes and heals.
耶稣基督来，他要来医治我们。
And he's still looking for you to respond.
但是他在寻求一个愿意回应他的人
This is how we respond.
那这是我们应该回应的态度
You know, some of these Melan and I work on
那有一些我们自己也曾经都是经历过
is we write down rest in the Lord
啊，有些时候我们会提醒自己就是说在神里面安静
What that means to us is trust in the Lord
在神里面安静就是要啊，完完全全的来信靠神
Reject unhealthy guilt or shame.
拒绝啊，也是不健康的啊，罪恶感或是羞愧感。
Do not fear man.
不要害怕人。
Do not fear failure.
不要害怕失败。
Focus on Christ, not the event or circumstance.
我们要定睛在主耶稣基督的身上，不是定睛在人或是事情环境的身上。
I have written on the mirror.
有些时候我会在我的啊镜子上面。
Don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what Jesus can do.
不要把注意力放在你没有办法去改变的，你要把你的注意力放在神有能力改变的。
I'd like to, as we end.
那当我们结束的时候
，I went and bought some band-aids.
我买了一些 OK 棒。
And I'd like to pass these out.
我希望每一个啊弟兄姐妹都可以拿一个。
And I'm wondering if some people could help me.
有没有人愿意来帮他把这一些发出去
？And I'd like you to put these in your Bible.
我希望呢，你把这个 OK 棒放在你的圣经里面。
And whenever you think you need to use it,
来提醒你，当你受伤的时候，或是当圣灵啊在提醒你的时候
，You take it out and you have some time with Jesus.
这个 OK 棒就是要提醒你花一点时间与爱你的神在一起
Because him and his Holy Spirit
因为他跟他的圣灵
really do want to come and heal
真的要来医治你让你过一个健康丰丰盛盛的生命
I need everybody to take one.
每一个人都需要拿一个。
Let's just take time is up, but let's take some time with the Lord.
让我们花一点时间来到神的面前。
This time is between you and Jesus.
这是你跟耶稣基督之间的时间。
And as we're quiet, we'll allow His Holy Spirit to speak to our heart.
使我们安静我们的心，让他的圣灵能够来对我们说话。
We thank you, Jesus, that your word says that by your wounds we are healed.
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你。你对我们说，因为你受的刑罚，我们得到了医治。
That we are forgiven of our sins.
主啊，你赦免了我们一切的罪。
That you heal relationships.
主啊，你有能力来医治我们的关系。
That you heal our emotions.
你有能力来医治我们的情绪。
That our very spirit, God, you speak to and you heal.
主啊，你的圣灵要来对我们的圣灵说话，来对我们的圣灵带来医治。
God, help us to stop throwing mud.
主啊，帮助我们不要成为那个丢泥浆的人。
Help us when we are stuck.
帮助我们当我们被困住的时候。
send your Holy Spirit to minister to us.
当我们无法动弹的时候，主啊，请求你差遣你的圣灵。
And then send us out, God.
主啊，来医治我们，然后差遣我们出去。
With your deep love.
主啊，以你深深的爱差遣我们出去，去做那医治人的人。为了这全世界的拯救。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
奉拿撒勒人主耶稣基督的名求。